From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least five people were killed in anti-government demonstrations in Iraq's fortified Green Zone on Saturday. As Edward Uranian reports, tens of thousands of people took to the streets of the Iraqi capital in protest over corruption in the Iraqi government.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr after reports they were trying to advance in the direction of the iconic Green Zone, where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. In later skirmishes, live ammunition reportedly was used, although it was not clear who was doing the firing. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Tamimi said in a statement that four people were killed and 320 wounded in the clashes that ensued as protesters dispersed following a call by Sadr to pull back. Sadr, who has strong ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year, demanding the resignation of various government ministers and overrunning the Green Zone before withdrawing. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least seven people were killed and several others wounded in a suicide car bombing Saturday in Afghanistan's Helmand province. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgency took responsibility for the bombing. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the attack near a bank in the provincial capital of Lashkargah was aimed at an Afghan National Army convoy. The victims were collecting their salaries when the bomber hit a military vehicle with his explosives-laden car outside the bank. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Syrian rebels, backed by Turkish troops, have pushed into the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab, just north of Aleppo. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said fighters with the opposition forces took control of a hospital as they made their way into the city. The monitoring group said Turkish forces and allied rebels in the Euphrates Shield campaign entered the western edge of the town and took control of a number of areas. Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency quoted military sources as saying one Turkish soldier was killed and another wounded during the fighting Saturday. More than 60 Turkish soldiers have been killed during the operation. U.S. President Donald Trump has promised that the country's immigration system will not be used as a tool to advance the cause of terrorism. His weekly radio address remarks came as his administration considers a brand new order on immigration.
My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country.
Earlier this week, an appellate court unanimously ruled against reinstating Trump's executive order that barred refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. On Twitter Saturday morning, Trump expressed his displeasure with the court ruling, saying it is putting Americans at undue risk. The president also predicted on Twitter that cost estimates of constructing a wall along the southern U.S. border with Mexico would drop dramatically. That's an apparent response to a Homeland Security report that said the estimate of the cost had tripled to nearly $22 billion. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe are mixing business with pleasure on the second day of their multi-day summit. Trump and Abe played golf Saturday at Trump National Golf Course near his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. The president and prime minister were expected to have more discussion Saturday over meals at various Trump properties in Florida. Moments before the presidential motorcade arrived at the golf course, it crossed an intersection with a couple of dozen protesters that carried signs, some of which said "Stop hate" and "Resist." And a legend in Japan's comic art of manga, Jiro Taniguchi, has died at the age of 69. His French publisher announced the artist's death on Saturday. Taniguchi achieved an international following with works such as The Summit of the Gods and The Magic Mountain, hailed for exquisite line drawing and intricately constructed landscapes. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.